The VA's Office of Inspector General says it could not substantiate allegations that Bear received poor care after he suffered two strokes at the Tomah VA. His family claims a series of mishaps and a lack of attention led to a delay in treatment. The 74-year-old passed away after being transferred to a hospital in La Crosse. Bear's widow, Suzette Bear of Marshfield, says she wants someone held accountable and was hoping for a different conclusion in the investigation.
That the VA was lax in their care of Tom. And they were. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things in that report that are not correct. I truthfully think the IG is working for the VA in Tomah.
The Bear family is pursuing legal action. Officials from the Tomah VA say they stand behind the report's findings. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. Thomas Patrick Bear's family claims he received poor and slow care at the Tomah VA in January. He suffered two strokes at the medical center and later died at a La Crosse hospital. The VA's Office of Inspector General does not support the allegations, but did issue a number of recommendations for the Tomah VA, like training staff on stroke assessment. Acting Medical Center Director John Rohr says the Tomah VA cannot treat strokes, so they've established transfer agreements with a La Crosse hospital that can.
We actually appreciate it when we get these kind of reviews. When I came on, I was looking at waiting for some of these to come back because they truly are the blueprints that we use to move forward and provide better care for our patients.
Bear's widow is critical that no one has been held accountable for her husband's death. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.